Immigration is a hot button issue in this year's presidential elections and an important topic for many people in a state where immigrants make up close to 10% of the workforce. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on Governor Josh Shapiro's immigration policies.
As Pennsylvania Attorney General from 2017 to 2023, Josh Shapiro challenged many of then President Donald Trump's immigration policies, including the so-called Muslim ban, separating families at the border, and the attempt to change public charge rules to discourage immigrants from accessing certain government benefits. But closer to home, Pennsylvania immigrant advocates say the governor's position then and now towards immigrant communities is, quote, unclear.
There's about 10 different bills that are pro-immigrant that are currently in the legislature that we've asked his administration to support. And they've simply said, send us the information. They've taken it back. And they always have the same response of, hey, if this bill makes it to our desk, then we'll have a follow-up conversation.
That's Julio Rodriguez, political director at the Pennsylvania Immigration and Citizenship Coalition. The governor has continued immigrant-friendly measures established by the previous governor, Tom Wolf. Shapiro also designated a deputy policy director for immigration, a first. But Rodriguez says the Montgomery County native could be more outspoken for pro-immigrant policies.
You know, we would have thought that him being from a place where there's a large immigrant population, that he would be more a big supporter that other governors have been, but we have not seen that to be the case.
Anuj Gupta is the CEO of the Welcoming Center. He says Shapiro and his administration have shown they understand the economic imperative of immigration for Pennsylvania. He thinks Shapiro could be a leader on immigration at the national level, too.
The governor is somebody who prioritizes economic growth. And he's also somebody that has been as probably as effective as you can be in finding bipartisan solutions. I think he could actually be a unique actor to break through the nonsense and the silos that we have carved out on this issue politically.
Of Pennsylvania's close to 1 million foreign-born residents, more than half are naturalized citizens and are able to vote in the upcoming election. Emily Neal, WHYY News.